Oh, yes. Once again, it is in fact 1930 UTC, the optimal time for starting the Dubious Goals Committee. So let's do that. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking. I'm just walking down the street. It's a lovely day here in my neighborhood. It's mostly sunny, as he looks up into the sky. Mostly sunny, and it's fairly warm. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or about, 15 degrees Celsius, or thereabouts. I'm not actually doing the metric conversions. I'm just estimating. So it's a lovely day. I felt like I needed some exercise. And so I'm out walking in my neighborhood. Why? Because I don't have my car. Had to take my car into the shop today because it's been doing some weird stuff every once in a while. I think it's got that oxygen sensor problem again, or the mass air flow sensor thingy, you know. It's one of those things. It was, you know, if this was a naturally aspirated car, I would say, oh, you know, the butterfly valve is stuck in the carburetor, because that's what it seems like. When my car start my car up, it goes, rah, 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 it doesn't breathe properly, and it chokes, and it does this weird stuff, and there's a rich gasoline smell. So I have no car, which means we're not going anywhere today. Well, in the car. So we're not going to Heron Haven. We're not going to, OPPD. Where are we? Well, I'm now at the golf course. I wanted to go outside. There's nowhere to go because I got no car. So we started walking. Now I'm walking along the golf course and I'm looking down at the ravine, right where it goes under the golf course. You know, the ravine is a creek. It's a watershed that starts in my neighborhood. It flows down to this golf course, and it goes underground for maybe 100 yards under the golf course. So today, we have come to the ravine. And now it seems like a little bit of wind is picking up. Oh, and I think I see some dude poop right here. I see squirrels, too. So I'm walking along on the sidewalk, looking down into the ravine. There still are no leaves or anything on the trees. So I can see right down onto the opposite bank of the creek, this little tiny creek. And I'm looking. What are we looking for today? Well, dudes, of course. Matis, because there could be some matis down here. I'm standing, looking down here, looking at some logs. Geez, there's a mati den over there. That kind of looks like it's cleared out. Maybe. Huh. I guess ostensibly we could be looking for mushrooms too, but although I have found morel mushrooms this early in April, it's not going to happen this year. It's been cold. I don't think the ground temperature is anywhere near where it needs to be. We are getting plenty of moisture, but I don't think it's been warm enough. It's been cold. Now, I know some of you are probably a little bit disappointed, thinking, oh, Tobe, we thought this was going to be another teenage engineering pocket operator day. Well, I do have it around my neck. Yeah, so I've got some mobile music. What I don't have is my voice. There's a guy over in the golf course walking his dogs. He's got two dogs. I hope those dogs aren't spooking my marmots. But I'm just still looking. He's got some doggies over there on the opposite bank. And where's my matis? Where could they be? Yeah, now we're coming to the part where the creek sort of winds away from the sidewalk. I can't really see down in there anymore. So we'll just keep moving up here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you might be wondering, well, have you put any more time in on that thing? Have you figured it out? Have you written any music? No, I haven't written anything yet. Wait, what's that sound? No, just birds. I haven't written anything yet. I'm kind of hoping to get around to doing some of that today. If I get the chance, I should. As long as I don't spend much time reading. Wait, here's some fresh dirt right up here. What is this all about? Somebody been digging? Or did a human just come and dirt dump dirt? Yeah, I can see some tire tracks backed up. Somebody just dumped a load of dirt. All right. Well, I'm leaving the sidewalk. Because the creek sort of bends away here, but now there's a little place where I can walk down here. There's one of the entrances, one of the places where we used to go in and out of the creek is right up here. And there's a blue jay flying around. I don't know if I actually want to go down into the creek or not, just because it could be muddy. Because it's been raining here. Oh, here's a hole. Is this a mati hole? Is this some kind of hole? And there's loose dirt. There's loose dirt, but the loose dirt is plugging up the hole. That's got mati written all over it. All right, let's go right up here to the edge of the cliff. See if we can look down in here and find any matis. Where's my matis? Where are you? Where can they be? Oh my God, there's a wood duck down there in the creek. Two of them, a male and a female. He's swimming away. Oh, he's walking onto a sandbar. Hi, Mr. Wood Duck. Oh my God. I have seen ducks down in here before, mostly blue-winged teals. This is an actual wood duck, a pair of wood ducks, a male and a female. Unbelievable. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
This is just unbelievable. He's just right down there on the other side of the creek, standing there halfway in the water, halfway on the bank. Oh, wow. Oh, and look over there. There's a red-breasted woodpecker. Not 10 yards away from our wood ducks. Our wood ducks are now walking across the sandbar. I think they're getting nervous. They don't like the fact that I have found them. The red-breasted woodpecker has taken off, and those wood ducks, they're just standing there. Wow, look at that guy. He's a beauty. He's in full decorative plumage. Very, very cool. Wow, you never know what you're going to see down here in the ravine. And you always see something you're not expecting. We're down here looking for marmots, and what do we find? Wood ducks instead. And this is all, what, a 5-minute walk away from my house? What are wood ducks doing down there? Wow, that's crazy. I don't want to go down there now because I'll just spook them and they'll fly away. And I don't want them to fly away. I want them to hang around and realize that, oh, this is such a good habitat and environment for them. They want to live here permanently. Won't that be fun? Yes, it will. And that way, we can come and see wood ducks living close to our home. So we're going to leave those guys alone so as not to spook them. And we're going to just keep walking along the creek here, looking down into the valley, looking for marmots, looking for other stuff. Oh, I slept in a little bit today because I stayed up a little bit too late last night. I took too many baths yesterday because I was reading my book, and I took a 2-hour bath and I got off my schedule. What book was I reading? I was reading Idoru by William Gibson. And I do love that book, and yes, I did enjoy it very much. And since I thought, well, since I'm on a William Gibson kick, I might as well go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning and pick up the Sprawl series. So I checked my bookcase, found my Neuromancer, found my Mona Lisa Overdrive, but I don't know where my Count Zero is, so once I get my car back, I'm going to have to go to a used bookstore, see if I can find a copy of Count Zero. And a couple of other things I've been wanting to pick up. So what did I start reading next? Now wait a minute, before I get onto that, isn't there a marmot den right up here somewhere? I'm trying to remember. I could swear there's one around here. Yeah, I think it's over here. Is this a Mati den? It is a Mati den, but no, there's no Matis. No Mats around. Okay, so keep going. Yeah, so anyway. Oh, I started reading Neuromancer. And I'm a good 100 pages into it. And I forgot how absolutely brilliant this piece of work is. I'm enjoying it immensely. It's not putting me into any bad moods like I was afraid it would. Put me in any bad head spaces. So I'm groovy. All right, I have walked up to the very edge of the, well, of the ravine, looking down into it. And I'm directly across from the area that we normally go down and check out, where we find all of our, you know, coral mushrooms and marmots and stuff. I'm just on this side, looking down. And obviously I don't see any mushrooms on any of the logs or anything. But I'm looking for Mati's. I don't see any. So I'm going to keep going. Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, 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 oh. Now, what do we got up here? There's a marmot den right around here somewhere, too. I think it's like right here by this tree. Oh, and somebody dumped some concrete. Somebody had some spare concrete, thought they better dump it. Did they dump it into the marmot hole? No. They missed it. That's good. Now, was that hole clear? No. It looks like there's some leaves in it that the marmots would have cleared out. There's a lot of junk over here. People have been throwing crap into the creek. And I don't like that. No, I don't. Why would people do this? Just throw it in the trash. So, anywho. Oh, we gotta walk around this little cusp of trees. And there's not quite a path here, but the grass is well worn. A lot of people walk their dogs here along the side of the creek. And so occasionally I do have to dodge some dog landmines. But you know what else I'm finding is lots of molehills. And that's interesting. I do like moles. I've actually seen a couple while hanging out here. Alright, now I'm looking across the creek again, looking into that area right where we come down. And there's marmot holes on that little cliff. Trying to get a good angle here, trying to see. I can see one of the holes. I can't tell if it's clear or not. It looks clear, but it might just be that nothing has fallen in front of it. There's sort of a protective overhang. Yeah. Hard to tell. It to be honest, it looks like a maybe. That's a maybe. Where's all our matis? Where can they be? I was hoping for a, I don't want to say bumper crop year. We don't harvest marmots. What's the word I'm looking for? I was hoping to find lots of marmots this year. I was hoping this would be a year where they were very prolific. Very motorific. Hey, there's some new logs over here. Some tree bits have fallen. And we got some new logs. All right. New logs are good. That means mushrooms. And now we got some little bit of wind here again. What else have we got down in here? Oh, I'm kind of approaching the side of the ravine again. Walking between two trees. And what do we got? I'm approaching. I can hear something quacking. I heard more duck quacks down there. And those weren't wood duck quacks. Wood ducks are high and kind of whistly. I think I heard a mallard. Because it was very wah, wah, wah. So we got other ducks down there. We got more duckaroos. Everybody likes duckies.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody likes the ducks.
Oh, oh yeah.
Everybody likes the duckazores.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So here's the main spot we came to check, really. There's a tree down there where marmots like to overwinter. And there's some dens. I can see one hole. I can see where leaves have been tromped on. Is there a mati in there? Obviously, I'm not seeing anything at the time, but that's another hole that could be possibly in use. I can't really see it all that well. But as I look across, geez, is that a marmot den where that tree came down, or is that just a gap in the dirt where the roots got pulled up? I don't know. Huh. Okay, got to remember that there might be a new hole to watch down here. We'll be back here a few times in the next month or so, so we'll have to remember to check that hole. Because that looks like that might be something. Okay, so now, here I am at the very head of the creek. This is where the creek starts. I'm in the park. What is this park called? Maple Village Park or something like that? And this is in a little valley between two hills. And all the water drains. This is right at the bottom. This is where all the water drains. And then it feeds this little creek. And then this doesn't even go half a mile before it flows into one of the patios. All right, so being it as we're right here at the headwaters, let's go down in here. Is it going to be too slippery? Am I going to fall? I hope not. The path doesn't look too muddy. Yeah, I think it's okay. I'm very carefully coming down here. And now we're at the edge of the water. I just saw something large fly away. I heard it, actually. Are they up on that log? They were. Were those my ducks? Is that my duck sitting there? I can't tell. I'm still walking towards them. I know there's duckies down here. Where did he go? Still got somebody standing on that log. But I can't see what exactly it is I'm looking at. Where'd he go? Did he take off? No, they're still sitting there. We got two more ducks, I think. What kind of ducks we got? We got one duck. And it could be a female wood duck. And they usually are in pairs. So we very well might have another pair of wood ducks down here that I just spooked. I'm now down in the creek. I am actually standing on the rock surrounded by water.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
And I'm using this vantage point to look around up on the high edges of the far bank where I know there are some marmot dens. But I'm not seeing any marmots. And those dens over there, they don't... Well, see, that one's a maybe. But that one is a no. It's questionable. We got questionable mott attitudes today. All right, I'm walking along here trying to figure out how to get over to where we can look at that new hole. I'm actually going to have to backtrack. I'm actually going to have to go rock hopping. We can't take the path we normally take. So I'm hopping rocks. Here we go. Now, I'm on a sandbar in the middle of the creek. Now, yeah, you hear that? Squeak, 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 squeak. Those were wood ducks flying away. Okay, so we have found two pairs of wood ducks down in the ravine. I had no idea wood ducks ever came down here. Although we have found other duckies. Alright, now I'm in a spot where I can see that new hole. And it is not officially a hole, but it is very motty looking. It looks like some dudes could be doing dude stuff up in there. But not right now. But since we're down here, let's walk over here. And this will give us a nice vantage point under the tree. We can look under the tree to see if we see any marmots, and no. But I see some nice marmot areas where they could hang out. Now I'm gonna check over here in this mud to see if I see any motty footprints. And, well, there's something. What is that right there? That actually looks like raccoon. And that actually looks like cat. Has there been cats hanging out down here? Probably. Oh, okay. Will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to turn around and climb out of here, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think we're going to find any mottis today. Oh, I went the wrong way. Can I get through here? Well, looks like we're going to try. Do 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 do. Rock hopping, it's the thing to do. Rock hopping. It's for me and you when we're in the creek. Looking for Marty's, gotta go hopping on some rocks. Like this. Rock hoppers go to college. And we're out. Okay, I'm back on the bank of the creek. There's sort of a pond on this end. The largest collection of water. It's kind of still. I should bring some toy boats down here. There's no good access points, but rainboats would do well in here. Maybe I should bring my rainboats down and tie them up. And I'm looking at the mud. I'm not seeing any dude footprints, which is kind of weird. But you know, whatever.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right, I'm climbing out of the creek now. Walking back up the bank. There's some loud noises over here. Oh, look, and here's some city workers. I thought that one truck was Parks Department, but no. Looks like it's the Department of Roads. They got some machinery out. What are they doing? Are they painting? Are they grinding? Are they cutting up concrete? What's that guy doing? What's he riding on? They're all wearing masks. Oh, and they're right at the speed bump, so maybe they're painting warning stripes on the speed bump or something. Yeah, because the guy keeps driving over, the guy in the funky cart keeps driving over the speed bumps at an angle. Oh, no. I know what they're doing. They're grinding it. They're grinding it so they don't have to paint it, so they can put the iron-on decal. You know, a lot of road lines and stuff are decals now. That's what they're doing. He's grinding the surface so that they can put one of those decals on. One of those chevron decals. Letting people know that they're about to go over a speed bump. So, won't that be fun? So yeah, I'm back on the sidewalk. Back on the sidewalk. Walking along Parkview Drive. Basically heading back towards my house. Because it's time for me to do other stuff. I need to mess with my toys. Probably get something to eat. Hey, wait a minute. There's chickens. There's chickens in those people's backyard. What? Black chickens. How many are there? 1, 2, 3? Are they turkeys? They're chickens. Oh my God. What the hell? Good thing I brought my camera. But the sun's in the wrong place. I'm gonna go up there and see my chickens. But you gotta go. It's run out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. These are chickens in my neighborhood. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. I gotta see what these chickens are up to. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.